So hi guys, I'm Katia. Welcome to my channel. So if you're not subscribed, do hit the subscribe button and don't forget to hit like. So guys, within this video, I wanted to share with you how to do cat-cow. In classes, I think this can be one of the most challenging poses to get with the breath. So I wanted to give you a how-to video on how to do your cat-cow pose. Okay guys, so we're gonna start on our hands and knees. So just bringing yourself onto your hands and just bring yourself onto your knees. Now, you're wanting to have your wrists underneath your shoulders. So just observing that they're not too far in front and they're not too far behind. So you're just allowing yourself to have the wrists underneath your shoulders. And then make sure that you've got the knees underneath your hips and you've got a gap between your knees. So the knees are hip width in distance. So just checking that out, that you've got that alignment. And you've got enough space from your armpit to your hip pit, just so that the spine has got that space to move through. So when you're in this position, just spreading your fingers so the middle finger is running forward. And then I just want you to take your awareness into your spine. So being aware all the way from the base of the tail of the spine, all the way up through to the crown of the head. And I want you to imagine that you're going to form a hammock, which is going to form all the way through the spine. So right from the base, you're going to allow yourself to hollow the belly down so that the belly button drops towards the floor. You're going to let your shoulders gently draw back and your chest open, and then the head gently lifts towards the sky, and you can lift your chin here at this point if that feels nice. Just allowing yourself just to be aware of that kind of observation of the hammock, so that you're making a hammock shape from your tail to the crown. Now keeping your arms and your legs still, allowing yourself just to send the hammock the opposite way. So it's like it's got wind that's blowing up and under it, and the hammock is blowing the other way. So the head drops so that you can gaze towards your belly. Your belly moves up and hollows, and then your tail kind of move down so that you're making a C shape within the spine from your hips all the way through to the hands. And then just allowing yourself just awareness that your legs stay still, your arms stay still, you're moving from the shoulders and from the hips. The spine is moving from them points. So you're allowing yourself just to keep it within them points. And now you're just going to start to bring the breath into this. So with the exhale, we allow ourselves to send the spine into the hammock position, sending the belly up, the hands push into the earth as the head drops. Then with your inhale, you drop in into your hammock position so that your belly sinks down, your chest opens, your head gently lifts. We find the inhale. With the exhale, we push the earth away. The belly hollows and goes up as we release the head and push in the earth. Then as you inhale, you're dropping your belly down and you're opening your chest back up. And just allowing yourself just to explore the breath. So this can be really challenging to do with the breath to begin with. So if it is, just play with playing around with dropping into your cat and into your cow. So allowing yourself to find your cow. Dropping the belly down, chest opens, chin lifts. Finding your cat as you exhale, pushing the earth away. Dropping the head, belly up. One last one. Inhale, dropping the belly down, expanding the breath through the body. Really getting fluidity within your spine. Exhale, pushing the earth away. And dropping the head. And then just coming back to neutral. And guys, I hope that that was helpful. You can always place blocks underneath your knees, and you can always come onto your forearms and play with that one as well if you find that it's too much in your wrists. So guys, give this video a thumbs up, and I will see you soon with another video. Namaste, guys.